الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له اشهد ان لا اله الا الله لا شريك له أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. The Lord of all the worlds. We praise Him, we seek His help, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves. Whom Allah guides, there is none who can lead him astray. And whom Allah leads to stray, there is none who can guide him aright. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah alone and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and his angels send blessings upon the Prophet. O ye who believe, ask blessings upon him and greet him with a worthy greeting. Amma ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says many times in his book, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, verily, Allah has power over everything. So, inshallah, in the khutbah today, we'd like to take a more in-depth look at this ayah and this saying of Allah. After La ilaha illallah, in my opinion, I believe this is the most important description that Allah gives of himself, is that he has power over everything. And when Allah says everything, he means everything. There is nothing in this creation or outside of it that Allah does not have power over. And that includes you and your life and everything else. The next logical question is, you hear from people, is, well, does that mean Allah has power over the bad things that happen? Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over the bad things that happen. He permits them to happen because nothing happens except by the permission of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us this in his book when he says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ma asaba min musibatin fil ardi wa la fi anfusikum illa fi kitabin min qabli an nabra'aha. Inna dhalika 'ala Allahi yaseer. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, no misfortune, or sometimes it's translated in English as catastrophe, can happen on the earth or in yourselves, but is recorded in a decree by Allah before He brings it into existence, and this is easy for Allah. Sadaq Allahu al-Azim. So, why is Allah saying no catastrophe or no disaster? Well, as believers, we already feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the good things that come from us, come to us, we thank Allah for them. But when something bad happens to us, something difficult, some catastrophe, misfortune, we don't say alhamdulillah. We start looking around for reasons why this happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this ayah to let us know that the good things and the bad things that happen to us come from Him. And to let us understand that everything works for the benefit of the believer, good or bad, fortunate or unfortunate. That there's a lesson, there's a thing to be learned in everything that Allah does for those who have understanding, for those people of taqwa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is easy for Him. As easy as any of the other things He creates, kun fayakun, be and it is. So whatever happens to you is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you must understand it that way. You can't give credit or give blame to other things. So the next question you hear from people, particularly people who have weak iman or have no iman at all, is, well, why would Allah give permission for bad things to happen? That's not nice. We don't like that. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, in the next ayah from what we just read, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتاكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the reason when He says in translation that this is in order that you may not despair over the matters that pass you by or exalt over the favors that Allah bestows upon you. For Allah loves not any vainglorious boaster. So Allah is telling you that these things happen to you to let you understand that whatever passed you by was not for you. You wanted to get that new car and you couldn't get the money together to get it. Alhamdulillah, not for you. You wanted to get that new car and Allah blessed you with a way to get it. Alhamdulillah, it's for you. But Allah doesn't want you to start to despair of His mercy because you didn't get it. Oh, well, Alhamdulillah, it wasn't for me. Nothing that Allah has for you is going to pass you by. And nothing that He has not for you is not going to come to you. And Allah wants you to know this. So that you don't start thinking that what comes to you is because of you. And that what you missed is because you didn't do enough to get it. You can't get what Allah doesn't have for you. And what He has for you, you can't miss. So Allah doesn't want you taking credit. That's what He means by being a vain, glorious, vain people. You know, I did this. I'm so smart. I'm such a good businessman. I'm such a good this banker, this, that, or the other. I know how to get money. This and that and the other. To start to exalt yourself for no reason. Allah talks about the people who are arrogant with no reason. You didn't do this. If Allah didn't even want you to live another second, you wouldn't be here. But you have to know that. Because in knowing that, then you start to understand in the law of the kulli shay'in qadir. And it's not just something from your mouth. It's something from your heart and from your mind that you understand that puts you in a perspective to deal with the life of this world and the way things happen in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا إلا يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, and do men think, meaning mankind, people, think that they will be left alone on saying we believe and they will not be tested? So this is also a test for you. The information comes to you. If you know, remember when you were in school or in any test that you have to take that's basically written, some knowledge, the person, the teacher, whoever's giving the test, teaches you knowledge. And then he gives you a test to see how much of the knowledge you've retained in your mind. Without the test, anybody can say, yeah, I know. We hear that all the time. You know, people say, you say, well, you know, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't smoke. Yeah, I know. Well, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. Yeah, I know. Well, if you know, why are you doing it? You see? Then you get the lung cancer, or you get this or that comes along with it. Now you want to repent. Now you want to, please tell me what I can do. Well, we told you what you could do. But you didn't believe. And this is the nature of the human being. And Allah knows this because He created us this way. And this is why the test is necessary. Because anybody can say, I believe in Allah, until the flood comes, or the hurricane, or the disaster, or the catastrophe comes, and then, oh Lord, why are you doing this to me? Why is this happening to me? Why can't you have to be tested to see your sincerity. When you know that, then you know where you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where you have to do work, and where you're okay at. And this is what the test is about. The test is for everyone, to separate the believers from the unbelievers. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولن نبلوكم بشيء من خوف وجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشري الصابرين إن الذين أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون صدق الله العظيم. Allah says in these two ayahs about the test, be sure, no doubt, you will be tested with something of fear, hunger, some loss of goods, of lives, and of the fruits of your labor, but give glad tidings to those who patiently persevere, who say, when afflicted with calamity, to Allah we belong, and to Him is our return. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guaranteeing you that you're going to be tested in the life of this world. Your iman is going to be tested, and the level of it is going to be tested. And it's up to you to develop the understanding that raises your iman. To develop the understanding of inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. In depth. not just off the tongue. And so Allah says that you're going to be tested with something of fear and hunger and loss of goods and lives and fruits of your labor. But give glad tidings to those who patiently persevere, who say when afflicted with calamity, to Allah we belong and to Him is our return. Meaning that their trust, their tawakkul, is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in anything else. Not in the economy. Not in the president of this place or that place. Not in this political party. Not in this sheikh or that sheikh. But in Allah alone. As we say in the beginning, we bear witness, there's none worthy of worship except Allah alone and with our partners. And we have to do this in practice, not just say it. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is letting you know, and all we have to do is look at the news every day. We see people losing their goods. We see people losing their lives. We see people losing the fruits of their labor. We see people who are hungry and scared and all of these things. And when we see it, we should, number one, thank Allah that we're not in that condition. He didn't test us that way yet. And the other aspect is that we should make dua for those people who are in that condition, that Allah would make their test short for them, easy for them. And that if He tests us with these things, that we would be at a level to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So, now we come to the big question. You hear this from a lot of people who have no deen, or atheists and so forth. So, but why would Allah cause people to lose their lives? I don't believe that a loving God who would cause little children and innocent people to die. That's not the God I know. My God would never let that happen. Or you'll hear them say, how can there be a God and those terrible things happen? Therefore, I don't believe there's a God. So, we see in the first case, these people are mushrik. Because they believe they have a God that's different from the God of the universe. Allah. Their God wouldn't do this. And this is when people start to worship idols and stars and things like that. The other one is a Catholic. Don't believe in Allah at all because of what he sees happening around him. And this is in spite of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Lahu mulku samawati wal ard, yuhyi wa yumeet, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's telling you. And anybody who can read, who wants to read, anybody who wants to have the knowledge, Allah is telling you that He has the power over everything in the heavens and the earth. And that it is He who gives life and gives death. And that He has power over everything. So, when we see people die, yes, it has an effect on us. And it's supposed to. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his son Ibrahim died, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very sad. He cried. And one of the Sahaba said, yeah, Rasulullah said, you don't like the death? And he said, this is compassion. And whoever doesn't have compassion is not from among the Muslims. So you see, we're supposed to have compassion. We're supposed to feel sorry for people who Allah has chosen to take out of the life of this world. But as Rasulullah said, Ya Ibrahim, we can't do anything for you against Allah, but we will not say anything that will be offensive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you see these things, what should you say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah, and to Allah is our return. Because we know that Allah chose to take those people from the world that He took from the world. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a happenstance. It wasn't a random act. It was a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this person, this you and you and you and you and you, come to me. Your time is up. But they got killed. You know, if they hadn't went to such and such a place, that it wouldn't happen to them like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this book that the people who were going out for, I think it was either Badr or Uhud, the hypocrites to stay behind said, well, if they hadn't gone out, they wouldn't have been killed or died. Well, you see, Allah uses the words, they wouldn't have been killed or they wouldn't have died. Because there's a difference. You get killed, it means somebody kills you. Or something kills you. You die, it means something kills you, but it's not outside of yourself. But the result is the same. Death is death, no matter how it comes to you. And Allah determines how the death is going to come to you. Whether you're going to be one of those who are killed or one of those who die. And this is one of the deeper aspects of Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Because we use that for the things we want, but we don't use it to understand the very essence of the life of this world. And that is that when you come into this world with life, Allah is going to cause you to die. And then He will give you life again. And He will judge you about what you did between the time you came into this world and gained some understanding and the time He took you out. And then He will judge your place in the afterlife based off of this. So inshallah, there's many, 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 many more levels of understanding of this ayah that we don't have time to go into in the khutbah, but the khutbah is a reminder. It's not intensified durst. It's a reminder to get you thinking in a certain way and remembering Allah in a certain way, in the proper way. And then, as you go through the life of this world, you apply that knowledge to the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places before you. So, inshallah, in the second part of the khutbah, we'll speak a little bit about how we can apply this knowledge to the things that we face in the life of this world. Akulu kana hadha wa astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Alhamdulillah fatir samawati wal ardi ja'il al malaikati rusulan uli ajnihatan matna wa thulatha wa ruba' yazidu fil khalqi man yasha' inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. So we move forward just a little. Everybody should move forward. Sure. So, with this knowledge, the intelligent person who understands this concept of in the Allah kulli shay'in qadir realizes that he has no control over his life or his death. So how can one who has no control over his situation be responsible for his or her actions? Well, let me suggest to you that we are not held responsible for our actions. What? No. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam and his wife Hawa, don't go near this tree, violation of that advice had its own built-in result. They knew it was a foregone conclusion. If you go near this tree, you're going to eat from this tree. So it wasn't an action that they were held responsible for. It was the act of ignoring the guidance, the knowledge that Allah gave them. Because Allah says to him, didn't I tell you that this shaitan is an enemy to you? Yeah. Why didn't you put that knowledge into action? So it's that we are held responsible for. In Islam, no one is held responsible for what he doesn't know. But for what you do know, you're held responsible. And that's why actions are just consequences. If you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the actions that follow are guaranteed. If you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the actions that follow are guaranteed. It's what you're going to do with the knowledge and the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that determines what you're going to be held responsible for. When we have knowledge of inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir, then we have to conduct our lives in a certain way. The first thing we have to do is believe that. Believe that Allah has power over everything. Because you can talk to people who don't have understanding, and they'll tell you, yeah, Allah has power over the good things, but the devil has power over the other stuff. Really? The created creature of Allah, the shaitan, has power that Allah doesn't have? But see, people don't think. They're ignorant. They only regurgitate what somebody taught them. I've heard people when they say they have in the Catholicism, they have the called Apostles' Creed. It starts out, Elizabeth says, Holy Mary, Mother of God. The Mother of God. Not thinking. If God had a mother, he had a father. May have some sisters and brothers. The mother has power over the child. This doesn't make sense. But people adhere to this ignorance every day because they ignore the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he put in his book. The second thing that we must do is act according to the truth that we know is true. Meaning that we must seek the help of the one who does know. Because if you don't know, and you don't know, and you wanna be protected, you want to save yourself, then you have to seek knowledge from who? From the one who does know. And Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows and you don't know. So you must seek knowledge from Allah. And in the famous hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ibn Abbas narrated that one day I was riding behind the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he said to me, oh boy, indeed I will teach you some words of wisdom. Guard the commandments of Allah, obey Allah. He will guard you. Guard the commandments of Allah, you will find him before you, meaning Allah will help you. If you ask, ask from Allah alone. And when you seek help from Allah alone. And believe that if the entire of mankind gathered to benefit you by anything, they cannot benefit you except by what Allah has written for you. And if they gather to do harm to you with anything, they cannot harm you except by which Allah has written for you. The pens of destiny have been lifted and the scrolls have dried. This is from Tirmidhi, and it goes back to what we said. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, same thing. So Allah is giving you knowledge through his book, he's giving you knowledge through the words and the wisdom of his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then in another hadith, Allah gives another warning. This was narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the strong believer is better than and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, although both are good. Strive to do that which will benefit you and seek the help of Allah and do not feel helpless. If anything befalls you, do not say, if only I had done such and such, then such and such would have happened. Rather say, Allah has decreed, and what He wills, He does. For if only opens the door to the work of the shaitan. This is narrated in Muslim. And finally, we must speak the truth to those who know and to those who don't know. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in His book, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِن بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, indeed, those who conceal what we have sent down of clear proofs and guidance after we have made it clear for the people in the book, those are cursed by Allah and cursed by those who curse, meaning the malaik and the angels. So you see from this ayah that you have an obligation to share the knowledge that has come to you with the people who know and the people who don't know. And that if you don't do this, Allah will curse you. No one, nothing can stand to be cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as much as you can, do your duty to Allah. And as we said, and as the Prophet said in the hadith, Allah will be there for you. Kulukan khayr sakura. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك أنت السميع القريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقيموا الصلاة.